Good afternoon. High pressure is dominating the weather picture across interior New York and New England, keeping it dry. We've also enjoyed a bunch of sunshine so far today. Now, clouds will start to mix in from the south and east as a disturbance along the southeast coast begins to work its way north. It'll combine with a low pressure trough, the same one that brought us all the rain in the beginning of the week, as it lives back through the region over the next 24 to 36 hours. Despite the mix of sun and clouds, temperatures will have no problem getting into the middle and upper 70s, with some spots flirting with the 80-degree mark. Skies will stay mostly cloudy tonight, and we run the risk of a shower across the higher terrain of the Adirondacks, with lows back into the lower and middle 50s. More clouds than sun for the day on Friday as the system begins to pull away and offshore. Still, the risk of a few scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm, but not a lot of rain. High temperatures will be in the lower to mid-70s. As we get into the weekend, still a couple of areas of energy and a little bit of moisture that has to push through on Saturday. So we do run the risk of a passing shower, but they will be widely scattered and isolated, and most everyone will stay dry. High temperatures, meantime, though, will make it up toward the 80-degree mark. Then we'll watch a big ridge of high pressure build into the region, something we haven't seen in a while. This will bring dry and unseasonably warm to even hot temperatures our way, with upper 80s forecast on Sunday with mostly sunny skies, and with a mix of sun and clouds, and just the outside chance of an isolated thunderstorm near 90. With increased humidity on Monday. Right now, it looks like a front will be nearby for the early part of next week, so we do run the risk of an isolated thunderstorm Tuesday and Wednesday, but mostly dry and very warm with highs well into the 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, rain will depart the southeast as heavy rain over southern Florida becomes more widely scattered. But a lingering front will keep a good chance of a few showers and thunderstorms in the vicinity today. Meanwhile, out west, a significant change in the weather pattern is taking shape as a large upper-level low is poised to push toward the Pacific Northwest this weekend. The first wave of moisture ahead of a strong cold front has already arrived, with locally heavy rain moving into the Pacific Northwest down into the northern half of California. This will be followed by additional waves of moisture expected to move onshore Friday and into the weekend before the core of the upper low arrives. A couple of inches of rain is possible over the Pacific Northwest through Saturday morning. Some of the higher elevations from the Intermountain region into the northern Rockies could even see some snow by Saturday morning. To the south, strong winds and very low humidity will create dangerous fire weather conditions in parts of the desert southwest, Great Basin, southern Rockies, and high plains for the next several days. Red flag warnings are in effect across this region. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 70s, Boston sunny in the lower 70s, and sunny in Buffalo with highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 76 degrees. The average low, 54. The record high, 93, set in 2011 and in 1984. And the record low, 38, in 1951. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:32 p.m. 15 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine, mixing with clouds today, and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine, mixing with clouds today, and highs in the upper 70s, perhaps near 80. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine mixing with clouds today and highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine mixing with clouds today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine mixing with clouds today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a scattered shower, perhaps a thunderstorm, lower to mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday, just the risk of a passing shower or thunderstorm, mainly dry, near 80. Mostly sunny, breezy, very warm Sunday, upper 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, perhaps an outside chance of a thunderstorm Monday, near 90. Mid to upper 80s with a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday, and the risk of a thunderstorm Wednesday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the mid 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.